vu.
Just at all of us.
No. Like actual deja vu.
Cool. Okay. Keep going. Interesting. Well, I had it earlier today.
Yeah, no, they still have
something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Still.
What's everybody having deja vu about?
This right here, right now, is what I'm having.
That's because
this exact conversation and environment and stuff.
Is it because we just went off the rail 45 minutes ago?
Who knows? I don't know.
I think it's because we went off the rails 45 minutes ago. All right, so we're live. Welcome back to the High Kind. It's me, Huntley. I'm with Caitlin, David, Andy. How's everybody doing?
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome. Doing great. Awesome. Fantastic.
How so are you, amazing. Huntley?
I'm tired. I'm very tired.
Yeah. Dad life.
Yeah. But tonight, because it is Thanksgiving week, I figured we would dive back into, you know, frontier times, like shit that happened with settlers and indigenous people, sort of. We're going to be talking about the original unsolved mystery of America, and that would be the missing colonists of Roanoke Island. Like, what do you guys know about Roanoke Island?
I watched the American Horror Story.
You watched the American? I never got around to it. Is it good?
No.
No, it's not.
I'm not missing anything.
No. They've gotten really bad.
It's hit or miss. Like, some seasons I'm just like, yeah, it's pretty damn good. And other seasons I'm like, this is fucking hot garbage.
I just finished Cult and then watched Apocalypse, and I'm just like,
oh. Yeah, Apocalypse lost me completely.
And Cult.
The one after Apocalypse was good.
Yeah.
The slasher one. It was better. Yeah,
the slasher one, I liked what I saw of that. I just never finished it.
They did a good job of, like, making it, keeping it light a little bit. So, you know.
Yeah.
I need to give that another shot.
No.
Yeah, it's good. Don't watch Roanoke.
Yeah, don't watch Roanoke.
I wouldn't watch, really, Apocalypse either.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've kind of studied over the years, but Supernatural also had that episode about it where they made the whole Croatoa thing out to be a disease.
The Croatoan. Well, we're going to talk about that. And so there's so many stories and podcasts about Roanoke Island. And basically what we're doing is, like, we will talk about the realistic theories, but our show's not really about, you know, that sort of stuff. We're going to talk about the ridiculous theories that people have come up for with Roanoke Island.
Hell yeah.
So, just to give people a background in case you don't know anything about Roanoke Island, this is from the History Channel. And the origins of America's oldest unsolved mystery can be traced back to August 1587, when a group of about 115 English settlers arrived on Roanoke Island off the coast of what is now North Carolina. Later that year, it was decided that John White, the governor of the new colony, would sail back to England in order to gather a fresh load of supplies. But just as he arrived, a major naval war broke out between the English and the Spanish, and Queen Elizabeth I called on every available ship to confront the mighty Spanish armada. 1590. White finally returned to Roanoke, and everybody was gone. Like, there was nobody there. And even his family was there. And Virginia Dare was the first English child born in America. She was the first, you know, non-indigenous person born in America in documented history. And imagine just, like, you know, coming back, you're the governor of a place, so that means you're in charge, and everybody you're in charge of is fucking gone.
Yeah.
Do you have a roundabout number of how many people it was?
I see, I, like, what the History Channel said was 115. I've read anywhere between, I've read several different numbers. I've read 115, I've read 117, I've read 121, I've even read 130. So I don't have the exact number because it varies from source to source.
Sure.
But
was it like they just was there like food left around and like people had just kind of evaporated, just like there 1 minute and gone the next?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird because I'll tell you a little bit more. But he found no trace of the colony or its inhabitants, and a few clues of what might happen apart from a single word was Croatoan carved into a wooden post. There was also C-R-O, crow, carved into a tree. The History Channel, one, does not mention that, but it's mentioned in several other sources. And investigations into the fate of the lost colony of Roanoke have continued over the centuries, but no one has come up with an answer. Now, Croatoan was the name of an island south of Roanoke Island, and the colonists were friendly with this Native American tribe, the Croatoan tribe, from what I understand. And there's a lot of different theories, and there's been so many people that, you know, have tried to figure out what happened. And in 2007, efforts began to collect and analyze DNA from local families to figure out if anybody was related to the Roanoke settlers, local Native American tribes, or both. Despite the lingering mystery, it seems that there's one thing to be thankful for. The lessons learned of Roanoke Island may have helped the next group of English settlers settle somewhere that, like, a little more wisely and not, you know, the disasters that happened, because we're going to go over the realistic theories of what happened there.
That was Jamestown, right? I think
Jamestown existed around the same time as Roanoke Island.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to go over just like what's kind of the consensus of what people are saying. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because there's so many podcasts that cover this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to dive too deep into it because I want to get into the more weird shit. But these are the realistic theories that I've read. History shows that the settlers had problems, much like Jamestown did, with food shortages, and their relationships with the indigenous population started to fall apart over the time, and that was because of food shortages and their reliance on the food of the land, which the indigenous tribes were also using, such as hunting, gathering berries, all that stuff. And, you know, you have the indigenous population and these weird motherfuckers that from England that are very prude and, you know, wearing weird frontier shit. I don't know. I don't like Thanksgiving, by the way. I hate Thanksgiving.
I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. I fucking hate turkey. I don't get the big deal about it. But anyways, so one of the big theories is that one of the tribes slaughtered the colony. And this is backed up because a chief of one of these tribes confessed to John Smith that he slaughtered the colony, but he never specified whether it was Roanoke Island. The next
The colony or a colony?
He just said the colony. He slaughtered a colony, but he never said what colony it was.
Yeah.
The next one.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is that the food shortages could have also led to like what happened in Jamestown, where the colonists resorted to cannibalism. However, unlike Jamestown, where there's proof as such as butcher skulls and bones, there hasn't been much found except for by Harvard archaeologist Lawrence Stager, who claimed to have evidence that this thing happened on Roanoke Island, where he said that cannibalism possibly happened. But unlike Jamestown, I haven't seen any proof of it outside of just this name floating around on the internet. I looked everywhere to see if there was a study, a paper written, anything from this Harvard archaeologist. And he does exist. I was just like, maybe somebody made up some bullshit story about a Harvard archaeologist. He does exist, but I can't find anything where he talks about Roanoke Island and cannibalism. I see him talking about Roanoke Island and finding artifacts, but not anything of cannibalism. And another popular theory is that the colonists, you know, were just like, fuck this shit, we're going back to England. Food shortages, temperamental weather, new land, their governor fucking left. And yeah, they're just like, nope, we're going back to England. And they were lost to sea. But nobody has found a ship that belonged to the Roanoke Island settlers or anything indicating any kind of wreckage.
Could they have gone into their Bermuda Triangle? Was that in their path at all?
No, this is North Carolina.
Yeah, not unless they had a really, really shitty navigator, which is possible. Christopher Columbus thought he was
a shitty storm.
Yeah.
And it like fucked them all up.
It's also possible.
It depends on the season, changes the trade wind. So it's possible that you would have to like follow the wind, a different path to, get slingshotted back to England, maybe.
Yeah. And that's the problem is we don't have any, because we don't know what happened to these motherfuckers. We don't have any clue what time of year they left. There's like an entire 3-year gap where we don't know what's going on with Roanoke Island.
It would explain why, like, where are the bodies, right? Where's the evidence of some kind of catastrophe or some kind of death, either way, you know? And so that would explain it because the ocean's so huge, you could easily never find
evidence. Yeah, I mean, they could just be, the whole boat and all the people in it could just be at the bottom of the ocean somewhere that no one will ever find.
Gone now, that's for sure.
It's gone. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And then this is like the one that I find is the thing that's thrown out the most of what happened to the colonists. And it's what a lot of theorists agree on, is that the colonists joined up with a friendly indigenous tribe and just kind of blended into their society. And they believe that they went to an island that was 50 miles away from Roanoke, the southern island called Croatoan Island. And that's why that was carved into the post and CRO was carved into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing that bothers me the most about this story is that, you know, Governor John White goes to Roanoke Island. He's like, where are all the people I'm in charge of? And his family was there. His wife, his daughter, even his, like, Virginia Dare, which was his granddaughter, was there. And basically, this is the only thing I can find, is that despite his family being on the colony, he did not explore the adjacent islands due to the conditions that grew fouler and fouler. And that was his quote. That was his justification why he did not explore around the area to try to find out what happened to everybody he was in charge of, even his own family.
He didn't wait till the weather got better?
Yeah, that's what's weird to me. And people say
the weather was fucked up, and he was like, "Oh well, peace out. Oh well, I'm going back to England.
I'm gonna take the L and go back to England." Basically, yeah. No, my family's here. No, I was put in charge of all these motherfuckers, but taking the L, I'm out. Yeah, and he basically, people say he took the personal tragedy of his family really hard, and he just went back to England, and he never returned to the New World.
Weird.
Yeah, and another weird part about this is not only did he abandon everybody, but the colonist who he said, hey, take care of my things while you were there, did that. Like, all the buildings were kind of disassembled and, you know, broken apart, but they found, like, his things buried all across the island, where, like, the colonists were just like, oh, well, we're going to take care of Governor White's shit, dig up some holes. Now, a lot of them were pillaged by local tribes later, but they were able to find where they buried his possessions. So, they seem kind of dedicated to him, at least. And he just like, nah, peace out. I'm going back to England. Fuck you guys.
His whole family's gone. Yeah,
my whole family's gone.
Just, maybe he suffered like a psychotic break.
Yeah, he could have.
You know, because of what happened and just what, I mean, shit, I can't imagine what that would feel like. So,
but still. Maybe
his brain just snapped and he was like, I'm just going to like forget about that part of my life and go back to England and like start over.
I guess. Maybe. Yeah.
But still, it's not like, I mean, if he was sailing to a adjacent island that was 50 miles away, you would think he would try.
Yeah, it's a little odd that he didn't just wait for the weather to improve to explore a little bit. Because you would want any possible answer and any avenue.
So,
yeah,
I kind of find it shitty. And that kind of connects to the first ridiculous theory, because we're going to start going dark here.
All right.
And one of the theories, and there's not much meat and bones to it, but there's a theory that he poisoned the colonists before he left.
See, and that's what I really wanted to say earlier. I feel like he's involved somehow because of how, like, if he didn't suffer a psychotic break and just flipped out and was like, oh, I'm just going to shove this down in a way and not, you know, and so that's why he didn't go look for anybody. Yeah. Then him being involved in it in some way is really the only logical answer, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, the reason why he possibly did it, and this is just stuff that, like, I've tried to find documentation on this of people saying this, but it's just a theory that, like, the people were unhappy with the job he was doing as governor. They were unhappy with his leadership, and he's probably about to get, you know, shit canned or fucking marooned or just fucking sent back. So he poisoned them. Now, but how would you poison 115? If we go by the lowest number, how would you poison 115 people?
Put it in their drinking water.
Or their feedstock, one of the two.
Yeah.
Like, you know, grain supply, that kind of thing. Because everything would have been, you know, bread was a way of life.
Exactly.
At the same time, why would he poison his family?
Yeah.
And his granddaughter.
I mean, cover it up. Maybe they loose lips sink ships.
Nah, I doubt.
Family annihilators exist. Maybe he wanted a different life. Maybe he was like, I'm sick of this shit. I don't want this anymore. I don't want to be here. I'm sick of my family. Like, fuck everybody.
Yeah, I regret every life decision I made that maybe put me on this goddamn island outside of North Carolina.
It's not unheard of. I really want to know what his childhood was like.
Yeah.
And how his parents treated him, and if he suffered any head injuries as a child or in his early years.
Did he have any issues or injuries or anything after being drafted into the war in between the...
Well, that wouldn't matter because he left anyways. Because
I mean, did anything happen to him like during the conflict?
Not that I know of, but it wouldn't matter because that's when all these people disappeared while he was away for 3 years. So if he poisoned people, he had to poison them
beforehand.
He would have had to do it beforehand, then be like, "Oh shit, I'm caught up in a war."
I don't know.
Well, honestly, that's kind of even easier. Did he know he was going to be going before he was going back for
supplies, and it was just piss poor timing that a fucking war started between the English and the Spanish.
Yeah. There were blockades.
Yeah.
I don't know. People never cease to amaze me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if he murdered everybody.
Yeah. So the next theory, and it's a ridiculous one, and it goes off of the random Harvard archaeologist, Lawrence Stranger. But this comes from the Zombie Research Society.
Oh, shit.
And they believe...
I like this one.
Yeah, go check out the Zombie Research Society. It's a fucking fantastic site. But they believe that there's a connection with the cannibalism angle. But it takes a whole different route. Motherfucking zombies.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
And this comes from one of the people on there. And Freeman considers the findings of noted Harvard archaeologist Lawrence Stager, who unearthed evidence of mass cannibalism at the site. He also points to reports from local tribes stating that the colonists died in a great war within their own ranks.
Interesting.
Yeah. A sudden undead plague sweeping through the unprepared colony would quickly become a horrific, violent feast, leaving not a single man, woman, or child alive. He goes on to suggest that the relative isolation of the settlement and the time elapsed before the return of the supply ship would allow the remaining colonial zombies to rot back into the earth without any humans left to feed on. There was no way to spread the infection. The zombie outbreak would have simply died off. If Freeman is correct, there could be something more sinister still in the ground of Roanoke Island, waiting to be released into the modern population that is more advanced, more connected, but just as more unprepared as ever.
It's Raccoon City.
Raccoon City.
Yeah.
Raccoon
Wasn't
City.
That in North Carolina?
I think that was in North Carolina. It might have been.
Can't remember. David.
Yeah, I was trying to look up how much poison it would take to poison a well, but I can't really find anything.
I like the zombie idea, but I hope there's a UFO one that's sort of like the thing. Maybe that could have happened too, you know, or it's just like a fucking body snatcher over a town.
We will speculate, of course. We will speculate. Now,
Arklan County, which is in the Midwest somewhere. Oregon. Yeah, Arklay County.
Raccoon City from the video Resident Evil? Was it in Oregon? I thought it was in North Carolina or something.
Yeah, it's in Arklay County.
Never mind.
Well, shit. All right.
Here's how much I know.
So, the next theory is witchcraft.
Yeah.
And there's a couple stories. Yeah, there's a couple of stories that involve, you know, witchcraft theories that have been thrown around. And one of them was that they were cursed and that the youngest firstborn settler child, Virginia Dare, was turned into a young white doe by one of the tribe's witch doctors.
Always a native curse.
Yeah.
Always.
And this comes from Otherworldly Oracle. It's another good site that everybody should check out. And this is an excerpt from it. A mysterious white doe was seen on the island after the disappearance of the Roanoke colony and was thought to have been the ghost of Virginia Dare. Old native stories tell of Virginia being captured by local natives and being turned into a white doe by an evil witch doctor who she had refused his hand in marriage. Hunters in the area also claimed to have seen a white doe as recent as last century, and there's a story about the white doe whispering the name Virginia Dare. Is this white doe the spirit of Virginia Dare absorbed into the landscape along with the other Roanoke missing colonists? Other legends of white animals describe these elusive creatures as shape-shifting witches. So, now, I did do some digging on this. This is what I found out about that. So, there's no tribe saying Virginia Dare, like, not even folklore saying Virginia Dare, unless somebody's heard something I haven't. And by all means, if you have, email me. Now, there's only one mention of this, and it doesn't come from Native American tribes. It comes from a book written in 1901. And it's called The White Doe, The Fate of Virginia Dare. Which in the book, she's turned into a white doe by a witch doctor after she rejects his advances when her true love, a warrior from the same tribe, shoots her with a silver arrow. She turns back into the woman just before she dies in his arms. So, I'm going to discount that entire Virginia Doe story, Virginia Dare turning into a deer story, because I think somebody just saw that little nugget, that old book written, and they're just like, let's run with it.
Yeah. Urban legend.
Yeah. It just became an urban legend.
Well, also too, you always have that thing, especially since this originated probably in 1901, where they, at that time, you know, anytime any story could possibly have anything to do with Native Americans, they would immediately jump to some kind of like curse or witch doctory thing. It's that kind of like present them as the savage thing they used to do in literature, you know. So
absolutely.
It definitely seems like it's kind of got that vibe going, that it was probably like an urban legend inspired.
And I got really excited about that story of like a ghost deer going around until I started, you know, doing some more research on it, and I saw it's just from a fucking, like, the 1901 version of fucking Twilight. God damn it.
Yeah.
So disappointed.
It was a Patronus.
It was a Patronus.
I would also want to know how a deer is going to single-handedly kill like 120 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want to know.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You saw what that bunny did.
I saw
what
that bunny did. Okay, listen, demon bunnies and
think how much bigger a deer white is.
Toes are like, it could have been a
demon vampire deer, right, Caitlin?
Vampire deer.
Apparently, deer are very aggressive. Oh.
You know what a vampire deer is, right?
Really?
That's a thing. That's a thing. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up, David.
It's also called a water deer.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Water deer.
They have.
Why some deer have fangs?
They have fangs.
Yo, fuck that.
they're fucking awesome.
Nature, what the fuck is wrong with you? You don't give Bambi fangs.
Why are you hating on these deer?
You don't give Bambi fangs.
It's Caitlin's spirit animal. Fuck you, David. The water deer.
The water deer?
Yep.
Wait, is that... Hold on.
They're badass.
I mean, they are kind of badass, but I'm seeing the Great Britain fanged deer population bomb. When was this? There's no dates.
There's no dates.
No, there's no dates. Oh, no.
No. All right.
I need to find out.
So
I'm going to find out
the, yeah, you the do population that well.
Boom.
Yeah, you do that. Vampire. So the other, last legend that deals with witchcraft is that witches turn all the colonists into trees.
Oh.
The natives
are eco-friendly. They're eco-minded.
The show addresses that, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. They just turned them into trees, and that's why one of them had the CRO, the crow, carved into it. Now, how would you do that if you were turning into a tree? Did you just, like, quickly carve your chest and just be like, I'm turning into a tree, let me take this hatchet and carve CRO so people get misled and go to the wrong goddamn island?
Or a witch did it.
Or a witch or did it just to throw everybody, like, off the
supernaturally.
It was just like, I'm going to turn these motherfuckers into trees, and then I'm going to carve CRO in it and just throw them off the trail. Little did she know that John White's a lazy motherfucker, and he's not going to bother to go to Crotone Island to find out. He was just like, as I said, going to take the L. I'm out.
I've got the answer. I know what happened. Should I save it till the end?
Yeah, save it till the end, because we're almost done. And another thing is that the natives believe that everything in nature has a conscience and soul, and that the colonists were attacked by nature spirits, like malevolent spirits living in the trees of the island. And that's what killed them, and then pulled them into the landscape. That they didn't turn into trees, but they were killed by nature, and nature pulled them into the earth.
Elementals attacked them. That's a cool theory.
Yeah, elementals attacked them.
That would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, and then I've heard something about the devil making them do all this shit, like eat each other, like jump off cliffs. Like your typical puritanical idea that the devil corrupted them and then made them do crazy. And yeah.
Yeah.
And then
made him do it.
And then we're going to do my excuse for everything. Aliens abducted them.
Of course.
Aliens abducted them. That's where I'm going with. Motherfucking aliens.
It's one of the missing bodies.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Aliens grabbed them and just abducted them. So let's do theories.
Identify them to, you know, through their butthole.
Through their butthole. Get the fingerprint. The
recurring joke.
The recurring joke.
Obviously.
Yeah. The starfish print.
Yeah.
Tells you who you are.
Yeah. So, Andy, let's hear your theory.
It was a surprise party gone really bad. They knew him when he was coming back. They were all hiding. And he was so distraught and fucked up that he just left them, and they all came out. We're like, oh shit, no. And well, it didn't turn out well because he was bringing back supplies. And well, it doesn't end well. It's a tragedy. It was meant to be a surprise party.
They were hiding for they just ended up hiding for 3 years. They were so committed that they just starved in the woods. They were just waiting. They were just like, just wait till John comes back. We're just going to be like, surprise, John! And then they and it never happened, and somehow, they just fucking starved.
Maybe there was a messenger. Maybe there was a messenger pigeon or something.
I mean, a messenger pigeon. This is a goddamn Game of Thrones.
It could have happened.
You don't know.
They were just like, oh,
I have a pretty good inkling that they didn't have a messenger pigeon because the motherfuckers couldn't even pilot a ship correctly.
It was a prank gone wrong.
It's just a prank gone wrong.
Maybe they had a vampire deer sending messages for them. You don't know.
A spectral deer. And then a female author was just like, this is going to make a really shitty story to sell.
Why did it gotta be a girl?
Because it was a woman that wrote it.
That's all, of course.
This wasn't me. This wasn't me taking a stab at anything. It was a woman that wrote it. I just couldn't pronounce her name, so I didn't include it.
Oh.
If we're just being honest.
Jane Doe.
It's the book is called Virginia Dare and the White Doe. David, do you got any theories?
No. I'm going to go with a water deer infiltration from China. And it has to be from China because
now
according to the Wikipedia, I'm an expert on this already.
It's taking it over now.
The population in Great Britain only... They were imported from China in the 1870s. And apparently they escaped, and that's like the population where the population boom comes from. So we've just got like rabid vampire deer running around Great Britain. There's about like 1,000 of them combined. So if the vampire deer did get to Roanoke back in like the 1500s or whatever, they would have had to like come over from China somehow. So maybe they like took the land bridge up around, you know, Alaska before.
Well, I was going to say, it was a long time ago.
And they were just waiting for their time.
Anyway,
at random.
All right, Caitlin.
So infiltration of Chinese water deer.
Thousands of years ago. This was a setup from the beginning.
Long-term planning.
Like, I mean, maybe aliens brought them over from China. You don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah,
it's true.
No. Combine them.
All right, Caitlin.
They formed an alliance. the last alliance of water deer and Native Americans.
Oh, God. I'm glad we're on the same wavelength tonight, David. This is good. We're both silly. This is good. This is when the best things happen, is when we're both getting weird.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Oh, he's just like, you son of a bitch. I love that face. I've made him make that face so many times in my life.
I'm sorry.
Look, it keeps me going.
He's just like, fuck all you guys.
Just my bitch face. My resting bitch face.
I'm done.
Yeah, I've seen that face a lot.
Yeah.
All right, Caitlin, theories.
Your turn.
All right, my theory is that another super cool group came through with like some great hallucinogenic plants and gave everybody a bunch of drugs and said, come with us because our colony is better, and everybody didn't like the dude anyway, so they were like, fuck him.
fuck John White, he's not gonna bother looking for us.
Fuck John White, he's a douchebag anyway, he's never coming back with the supplies, we all know he's not gonna come, he hates us all, he wants to annihilate his family, and we're just gonna go with these hippies that gave us drugs.
They're survivalist hippies now.
I mean, I would go with the hippies. They're giving me drugs.
Yeah.
Question, Caitlin. Have you seen Midsommar?
No.
Okay.
Should I?
It's a good movie. It's fucked up.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
Is it sad fucked up?
No.
Like, I'm not really in the mood to cry.
It's not sad fucked up. It's not sad fucked up. It's just weird and, like, mind fucky fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially when they make the person eat pubic hair. Well, they don't make them. They trick them into eating pubic hair.
Yeah. That's gross. Yeah.
Watch it.
It's,
watch it. Watch it. Watch it. Just watch it. Just watch it. Just watch it so you see the baked bread with pubic hair in it. And the dude just be like, what the fuck is this? As he's pulling, you know, ginger hairs out of his mouth.
Oh, God. Of course they're ginger hairs.
I mean.
Of course.
Of course they are.
What does that mean?
Only the gingers would only, do that.
Oh, you know gingers have no souls? What do you mean? What does that mean?
Only the gingers have long enough pubic hair. Because those were long pubic hair that came out of that bread.
That's so gross.
It was long pubic hair. It was like enough that you could floss with.
Because weird shit being done to food, like, stresses me out so
bad. I agree. I mean, it stresses me out, too. But I look at it this way. That he got free dental floss. And he should just be appreciative.
Thanksgiving. Be fucking grateful.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Be fucking grateful, dude. Be fucking grateful. And it's because, like, I don't want to spoil too much, but it's because the pubic hair, like, binds him, like, where he falls in love with the girl.
Oh, the spell?
Yeah, it's like a spell. Oh, okay. It's a good movie.
You should have led with that.
That makes a lot more sense.
Why would I lead with that? Really gross. That was the least important part. It was more about the pubic hair.
Context is everything.
I guess maybe it's better than, like, toenail clippings. Right? Yeah. Would you guys rather eat toenail clippings or hair? Pubic hair?
I can get really gross really quick here.
You have to do one.
Yeah, we're not.
It's not. stay.
I'm gonna flip a coin because they're both fucking terrible. No.
I mean, if you eat pussy,
oh god.
I mean, I'm definitely going with the pubic hair. There's no way I'm putting somebody's fucking toenails in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not putting people's toenails in my mouth. I've had pubic hair. I've had pubic hair in my mouth. So fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, people clean their pubes better than they clean their feet. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's true.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Your faith in humanity is higher than mine.
Oh, I have no faith in humanity. It's done.
I mean, but I think if we're going to go with realistic theory, I think it's a little bit of everything. Food shortages cause people to die. They were just like, oh shit, John White's not coming back. He sucks anyways. Let's go chill with this tribe. And I think that's what happens. I think it's like a little bit of every realistic theory that just shit got really bad. There might have been some cannibalism out of desperation. They're just like, why are we doing this when we can just go 50 miles south and chill with these, this native tribe and just, you know, not be die. Fucked, not die.
not die. Kill each other.
Not die.
I mean,
so
Occam's razor, really. That's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I think that's what it was, and then I think everybody got abducted by aliens.
Yeah, it's a backup. Yeah.
It's a backup, mm-hmm. because I always go with alien abduction. That's kind of my running theme. But I think that, you know, if you want to dive more into like the realistic theories and some of the history, there's so many good podcasts, that have covered it. So just look it up. And, you know, the point of our show is that we talk about the ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And get ridiculous.
And get ridiculous.
We definitely did that tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is why it's a second take. The other one might have been the first take might have been a little too edgy. a little too edgy for everybody.
Some people definitely would have loved it.
Oh, some people would have definitely loved it.
Some of you guys really missed out on some great content.
But yeah, you missed out on some great content, and I'll save the content and maybe post it somewhere later. I'm going to wait for the heat to cool down. On that note, does anybody have anything else to plug? Mm-mm. I just want you to know I regret nothing.
Oh, God.
cat. Are you plugging the cat?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
What's up, kitty? Okay.
Andy, Caitlin.
No.
I'm over here like talking about. I'm sorry.
I'm just like I'm like starting up like
we're a all YouTube, delirious. Like, thinking
about I yeah delirious 100%. I just like keep talking about starting up a YouTube channel, and here I am like fucking spinning the camera around like an idiot.
No, it's perfect. That's it's what perfect. Your YouTube channel should be it about. Should be
just you spinning a camera at like at cats just all delirious. Day. Cats. Just like you go to like an animal shelter and you just spin around in circles for like an hour. Shelter. I could see it. Oh, I could God. See it going well.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't have anything to plug.
What the audience would be for that?
I don't know. I don't
think I want to find out.
I don't think you want to find out. But if you like what you hear, we're on every podcast platform of choice: iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, even. Yeah. Andy's nodding along with me. And you should subscribe, leave reviews, hearts, thumbs up. It helps people find the show. And you can find the show notes, bonus material at thehighkind.com.
Don't be a dick, though. If you're going to say shitty,
yeah,
fucked up stuff, just fuck off. And
I get shitty emails, but yeah.
Don't be mean. Don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean. All right.
There's no point.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye. Dun, dun, dun.